It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'll try to find you some, and I'll bring them to you.
But I have learned something important to pass on to you.
You're an idiot.
You were wrong.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme here.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
You were wrong.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
Peace be with you.
What is wrong with these people? They have no willpower. I once went 28 years without having sex. And then again for 7 years.
I agree.
I do too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, it's BYOP, Bring Your Own Pumpkin.
Pumpkin!
On Friday's show, it's the kickoff of the Halloween season. Leading up to something very special that's going to involve all of us here at the radio station.
Yes.
We'll have pumpkin juggling, pumpkin bowling, pumpkin chipping. That means throwing them in a wood chipper.
Nice.
If you even can. I bet it gums it up. Pumpkin smash with a mallet and the great pumpkin drop, along with pumpkin punching and a big prize for the person that brings the biggest pumpkin
a
to our little get-together.
A bonus prize.
And we're trying to underwrite it. Excuse me. Sorry, thinking about dumplings. So we can give you little bitty pumpkins as well.
That's right.
For the kids. And it's gonna, that's going to be the criteria. You have to have a kid with you if you're going to have a pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
But they don't have to leave the kid with us. It's not like a train.
No, but you know, if you got a little one there, you say, here's a pumpkin for the family.
One, it has to be
one pumpkin per family.
It has to be a youngster. It can't be a little person.
Yeah, don't bring like 11 kids here. And I'm not sure yet. I'll know tomorrow the details on what's going on with the pumpkins. Okay. Hopefully. You know, we're going to be out
for our factory second pumpkins.
Enjoying ourselves tonight. We'll find out exactly what's happening
200
tomorrow.
Pumpkins that have no stems.
Hey, a pumpkin's a pumpkin. I like to I like the ones that have the little crayon on them or the writing, have the little paintings on them like Mickey Mouse and things like that.
Well, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, I'm sorry. I know you're the Mr. Pumpkin expert.
No, I'm
here.
Not Mr. Pumpkin.
I know you like do the elaborate carvings and all that.
I had some awesome carvings.
I buy a pumpkin with a picture on it.
Mr. Pumpkin, that's his name.
You know what? This year, and maybe this weekend.
Buzz was singing about me.
Call Mr. Pumpkin.
Mr. Wow, yeah.
Mr. Pumpkin is his name. That's what his name is, Mr. Pumpkin.
That's it.
That's how it would work.
I was very proud last year because I did the Batman and the Superman logo on Robert's jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, that's right.
Very proud of that. Yeah.
And it's a jack-o'-lantern. That's
Jack
exactly
of the, lantern, yes.
Jack-o'-lantern.
That's right.
Jack O apostrophe lantern.
That's right.
I'll be carving. Maybe I'll carve pumpkins this year. I usually do the standard jack-o'-lantern.
Triangles.
Look.
Be careful.
Yeah, triangles.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. And I usually do one that's like a standard one, too. Because
how do you do the Superman? Do you get the kit that does that?
No, that's for people that don't have any sort of wherewithal.
No talent.
What you do.
So you actually freehand carve the Superman logo in there?
I sketched it on there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then I use what the most important thing to do is to use like a sturdy spoon and carve out a lot of the thickness on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the thinner shell and then you work around it. And then if you have something that's got to be like an outline, you just cut off the orange part and you leave the membrane. It still lets the light through.
You just earned yourself a task for Friday.
Oh, no.
Yes, you did,
Don't
Mr. Big
this.
Man.
Don't do this.
Yeah, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. I want you carving a pumpkin on Friday's show.
In an apron.
And you know what? I'd like
on
to
on the show?
Yeah, on the show.
I think how about I'll carve you?
Okay.
Okay.
You'll carve me?
I'll try.
Very good. I'm looking forward to that. Wow.
You're a little more detailed than the Superman logo, but we'll
I
see
wish Friday was here already.
I know, Charlie.
Should be fun. All right, lots going on in the world of politics. Here he is with the last buzz of the afternoon. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Bourbon.
Well, thanks, Mike. Let me set the stage for you. As you may have heard or read, the McCain campaign has not been happy with NBC and CNN, and they've been struggling over at CBS News for ratings. The Katie Couric Evening News program has not been doing that well. So the McCain campaign and CBS News got together and did a couple of interviews with McCain and Palin, and CBS has been letting out little snippets of this each day.
I don't approve of the way CBS is doing that. I really wish they'd let us hear everything and maybe do it in a couple of nights. But, you know, you hear these rumors. I mean, do you not agree that when you hear something like,
they're manipulating.
She did this, and then, well, we're not going to release it yet. What is the game?
But
let us know everything that happened.
Now. That's
I know.
The style. style. Now, you know who sort of pioneered it was Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer.
When tease, they get tease,
the,
tease.
The big score, and then they tease you just a little.
Tiny little bit at a time.
And although they are, I think, gradually letting it all out, they're doing it in a very planned manner, and what's happening is the cuts that are released to us each day, the little clips, the snippets, get just a little bit less fortunate for the McCain campaign each passing day.
So are you telling me that they did the interviews and they had all this stuff and they knew this? Because in that, but then again, if this was their plan all along to release it in little pieces, then it's not a conspiracy. However, I think America would like to know, you know, they're leading this up to the debate, obviously, right?
And I think they've done it more for ratings than they have to try to manipulate the American political system, but the result is kind of similar.
You're saying that there is worse stuff out there than when she was talking about the maritime border and rearing his head and all that?
Let me skip ahead to the column quote I have here from Washington Post media critic Howard Kurtz earlier this week about Palin's interview with Katie Couric. He wrote, "And the worst may be yet to come for Palin. Sources say CBS has two more responses on tape that will likely prove embarrassing. One that will be aired this evening has Sarah Palin being asked about Roe v. Wade, the abortion decision. And she is asked further, what other Supreme Court decisions do you disagree with?" And apparently the sound of crickets can be heard following that.
Ouch.
Now, we have a piece of tape for you today in which Palin, remember, she was a journalism major in college. She was asked by Katie Couric where she gets her news. Here's that tape now, Sarah Palin with Katie Couric, about the journalism major commenting on her news sources.
"And when it comes to establishing your worldview, I was curious, what newspapers and magazines did you regularly read before you were tapped for this to stay informed and to understand the world?"
"I read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media."
"But like, what ones specifically? I'm curious that you..."
"All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources."
Stop it right there.
"Our news too."
Is this panic mode here? I mean, she's not mentioning... Are they worried that there's going to be a quiz if she mentions, like, the New York Times or the, you know, or the Washington Times or the...
I would think she would have to be bright enough to at least come up with Time, say Time Magazine, say
something.
You cannot
tell me there is a possibility that she's not able to just fake one of the... I don't know where the lockup was here. I mean, I think it becomes adversarial and she goes into a defensive crouch. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Otherwise, Jesus Christ, help us all. I mean, really.
Yeah, here's a little more.
"All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news to. Alaska isn't a foreign country where it's kind of suggested. It seems like, wow, how could you keep in touch with what the rest of Washington, D.C. may be thinking and doing when you live up there in Alaska? Believe me, Alaska is like a microcosm of America."
A bit of a subject change there toward the
end.
You
know, she does that a lot.
You know, what concerns me, the first thing, it's great. Hindsight is 20/20. First thing I would say, I don't read them. I read the internet. I get all my information. I actually read the newspapers, but I read them online.
Excellent answer.
You know, and, you know, so I look at it, which is what I do primarily. I mean, you know, I mean, that is the problem with a lot of news magazines. I mean, you get new magazines like Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. I read them now occasionally if there's something that piques my interest, if there's a feature article. But if you're talking about the news of the day, it's a very difficult way to get fresh information.
Right.
Most of the time, it's kind of rehash stuff. And, you know, I think it's more timely to pick up the, you know, the what's on the internet and be right on the cutting edge. I'm just amazed, though, if you want to get a depth of the subject quite often, a Newsweek and a Time is a wonderful way to do that. And then when they do some of their exposés, I cannot believe. Why the hell wouldn't she just say that? You think she's gonna? Yeah. Are they gonna whip out all the Newsweeks and give her a quiz? Nobody could pass that quiz.
And Challenger, yeah, I don't know that they were. I think the question simply was, what do you read? Where do you get your news? That was the question.
Or do what I do? You know, from American University, I don't.
Yeah,
but James Patterson, Katie.
But you say you do.
James Patterson. Today I was looking at a wonderful publication. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. And somehow this was the previous show that left this around. Either the Junkies or Big O and Dukes left an issue of Complete Woman lying around.
Oh, that's mine.
Sex Goddess Secrets, sizzling new techniques that you and your man will thank us for.
All right.
Thank you.
I see, I subscribe to the other magazine that isn't as good. Incomplete Woman.
Incomplete Woman. Very good.
Now, Rob, you have one other piece of tape.
Yeah, this
for
is
us.
Her on a talk show okay. where she, again, she kind of steers to the same stuff all the time. She's saying that America is kind of ready for her and what she brings to the table.
Oh, it's a conservative right wing talk show that she went
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you heard this morning, too.
Oh, I think they're just not used to someone coming in from the outside saying, you know what? It's time that normal Joe Six Pack American is finally represented in the position of vice presidency. And I think that that's kind of taken some people off guard and they're out of sorts and they're ticked off about it.
Thank you, John Adams.
I like to think a little
appreciate
more.
Appreciate it, Thomas Jefferson.
Like
thank you very much.
I think a little more of our electorate than Joe Sixpack. Just
Joe
me. Maybe
Sixpack.
It's just me.
Yes, you want a guy to knock back the butt and then go in there and do it. You know, who knows? This is a woman who, mark my words, will be very well prepared for the debate on Thursday night.
Did you see the pictures
oh, yeah,
of her
I
being
so.
Prepped?
Yeah, out by the creek.
Yeah, I swear it looked like a flipping camp.
It was very, very strange.
Life insurance companies have always based their business on an educated guess of when people will die. They figure Barack Obama at 47 has another 22 years on him. That's less than he'd have if he didn't smoke cigarettes. In fact, they say that Obama's not likely to live beyond 67, while they believe John McCain will live to be 80. But they also estimate that John McCain, now at age 72, has only 8.5 years left, just enough to finish 2 terms in the White House.
That's plenty.
Insurance actuaries project that if Obama got elected and then reelected, he'd have a 6% chance of dying in office in that second term.
Oh, that's creepy, Buzz.
They project that John McCain, who would be our oldest president ever, has a 25% chance of dying in that second term.
Very
of
creepy.
Of course it's
counts.
Creepy. It's even more creepy when there's an insurance agent sitting on the couch in your living room telling you when you're going to die.
I know. That's why, you know, I like to do it. I only did it once. I don't pay attention to it, but yeah. I have plenty of insurance.
They don't come over to my house anymore because they said I'm sort of on borrowed time already.
What if Barack was to quit? Would that change his, that would change his outlook,
well,
right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're asking about the toll that the presidency takes on any
no,
man.
I'm talking about cigarette smoking.
Oh, that too.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, if he quit cigarettes. So you complete, you know, intellectually, you were capable of getting that because of your habit, you blocked it entirely.
He has quit for all intents and purposes, hasn't he?
Yeah, like a lot of us have, and then back again.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. What, is he under stress?
I have lit cigarettes and twiddled them in my fingers, and that's why I want to be president of the United States of America.
Do you mostly smoke only when you drink?
Only when I drink.
How often is that?
Qingtao. Yeah. Oh, we gotta move it.
Finally, a Glen Falls, New York man's been arrested for honking under the influence.
Yeah, Mike.
Police in that upstate Rob. Town say they stopped Rodney Northey for excessive use of his horn. He was driving up and down the local bar district, blowing his horn to, quote, let people know he was in town.
I like that.
A blood alcohol check confirmed the obvious. Rodney was nearly 3 times over the legal limit at 0.23%.
Yeah. Wow.
He faces DUI charges and excessive use of the horn. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. I want to thank Tom Dreesen. The name of his book is Tom and Tim. I'm sorry.
Great book. Get it.
Tim and Tom. Sorry about
Please,
that.
Google
there
it.
I was being a racist
You'll
again.
Find it.
Tim and Tom, an American comedy in black and white. And if you're down in the Richmond area, I believe they finished their book signing, so you're screwed.
Yeah, but I hope you had a good time there.
Travel babe Samantha Brown. Yeah. Her show is Thursdays at 10 on the Travel Channel. That's Weekend Getaways with Samantha Brown. It should be wonderful. I got that wrong, too, because I don't have it in front of me. But she was a very, very nice lady, and we liked having her
I
on
remember
the show.
Thursdays at 10 and 10:30 on the
right.
Travel Channel.
Right. Yes. Lindsay Zarniak tomorrow just after 4, and Andy Garcia, wonderful actor, just after 4:30. And wrestling fans, WWE, just after 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow on the show, Jeff Hardy. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and that's all I'm telling you. Here's our poem. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's the motto tonight. We'll eat our fill and party till our knickers feel too tight. And when tomorrow comes and we're feeling a little oogie, we'll turn on the mics and do what we do.
We'll all get up and boogie.
Yeah!
Thanks. Good night. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.